OnePlus Nord Review. On July 27th by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine. What the OnePlus 8 should have been. The bottom line, the OnePlus Nord is a smooth, attractive phone that shows what we're missing in the U.S. when it comes to affordable 5G handsets. Manufactured suggested retail price, $399. Pros: affordable, gorgeous build, excellent front-facing cameras, fast and smooth performance. Cons: doesn't work well on U.S. networks. The OnePlus Nord is a return to the company's flagship killer roots. Years ago, OnePlus made $299 phones that duked it out with high-priced flagships. Then it became a company that just makes flagships, selling them for about the same price Apple does. The Nord, €399 or about $456, poses the same question that initially made OnePlus so popular. Why buy anything more expensive? Unfortunately, the phone isn't coming to the U.S., so we're not going to rate it, but it's worth seeing what we're missing. Design and display. The Nord is about the same size as the OnePlus 8, but it's a little thicker, with edges that are rounded rather than coming to more of a point. The glass back has a shimmering, ceramic-looking color under it. Our test unit is a robin egg blue, which OnePlus calls blue marble. That matches the company's OnePlus Buds headphones. It's striking and reminds me of the delightful Nexbit Robin, a beautiful but failed phone from a few years ago. There's also a gray color dubbed Gray Onyx. OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei told me the blue color is inspired by Miami blue, which is used on Porsche cars, and was designed to stand out and show that this isn't a OnePlus 8, as the logo and phone shape are very similar. At 6.2 by 2.9 by 0.3 inches height width depth, the Nord isn't a small phone, but none of OnePlus's phones are. There's a power button and the usual OnePlus lock switch on one side. Volume buttons are on the other, and a USB-C port and a single speaker on the bottom. The phone has no 3.5mm headphone jack and doesn't come with headphones or a dongle. The Nord has the same screen as the OnePlus 8, a 6.4-inch 2400 by 1080 OLED panel with a 90Hz refresh rate. It's bright, sharp, and looks terrific. It also has the company's aggressive auto-screen brightness software, which I found often makes the wrong choice. I just use the manual brightness. Surprisingly smooth. The one place where OnePlus cuts corners here is with the CPU. As the Snapdragon 865 in the OnePlus 8 has been downgraded to the 765G. But the company's focus on speed, especially with its software, makes it hard to tell the difference. OnePlus's Oxygen OS, as always, is the fastest, most Google-like version of Android short of Google's own phones. OnePlus doesn't install many redundant apps. The browser is Chrome, the email program is Gmail, and long pressing the power button gives you Google Assistant. There are a few redundancies. OnePlus has its own gallery app, along with Google Photos, and its own file manager, along with Google Files. But I'm not bothered because the experience here is so fast and smooth. The Snapdragon 765G scored 619 single-core, 1967 multi-core on Geekbench, 9025 on PC Mark Work, and 19 frames per second off-screen, 21 on-screen, on the GFX Bench Car Chase benchmark. Putting that in context, the Geekbench results are similar to the Google Pixel 4. The PC Mark results are between the OnePlus 6T and the 7 Pro, and the GFX Bench results are like the OnePlus 7 series. It's really hard to see a problem with any of that, as long as you aren't playing lots of Fortnite or Call of Duty. The Nord comes in two storage variants in Europe, an 8GB/128GB unit, €399, and a 12GB/256GB model, €499. There's also a 6GB/64GB unit in India. I tested the 12GB/256GB unit, which has 219GB available. There's no expandable storage, so it's probably worth paying for the slightly bigger one. Battery life is excellent. I got 11 hours, 10 minutes of video playback over Wi-Fi. That's on par with other top Android phones. It does come at a slight cost, which is very aggressive power management. OnePlus really likes to kill processes and turn the screen brightness down when the phone is running low on battery. Network performance. Here's the real reason why I'm not rating the OnePlus Nord. It doesn't work very well on US networks. There are two models of the Nord. The one for Europe has LTE bands, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 17, 18, 19, 20, 26, 38, 39, 40, 41, and 46, and 5G band N78, with 4x4 MIMO on bands 1, 3, 40, and N78. The one for India has LTE bands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 17, 18, 19, 20, 26, 28, 32, 34, 38, 39, 40, 41, and 66. And the 5G bands 1, 3, 7, 28, and 78 with 4x4 MIMO on bands 1, 3, 4, 7, 38, 41, and 1, N3, N7, and N78. Yes, I just dumped a ton of numbers on you. None of the US 5G bands are on either of these phones. For 4G, they're missing bands 13, Verizon Rural Coverage, 71, T-Mobile Rural Coverage, and 23, 29, and 30, AT&T Supplementary Speed, as well as 4x4 MIMO connectivity on any US band. The phones will work, they just won't get the coverage and speeds that phones designed for the US market will have. So, to that end, I couldn't test coverage, speed, or call quality on the Nord. It just isn't a fair comparison. But I imagine it won't be bad. OnePlus has done a good job of pouring in nearly every band used outside North America, as well as pumping up some of those bands with 4x4 MIMO for better speed and coverage, and using Qualcomm's 765G chipset as opposed to competing lower-cost chipsets, usually bodes well for reception. The Nord is also a dual-SIM phone with dual 4G, but there's only 5G on one SIM at a time. Camera. Nice for the price. The OnePlus Nord has the same camera array as the OnePlus 8. A main 48-pixel Sony IMX586 sensor with an f1.75 aperture. An 8-megapixel 119-degree wide-angle camera. A 2-megapixel dedicated macro camera. And a depth sensor. Only the first two of those matter. I compared the OnePlus 8 with flagship phones, but I decided to take the Nord out and compare it with what its primary competition would be in the U.S., the $399.99 Apple iPhone SE. Simply put, the Nord crushes the iPhone in every situation except low light, where Apple's AI prowess reigns supreme at deciding what to sharpen. First of all, there's a lot more flexibility with the Nord. The wide-angle lens offers an option the iPhone completely lacks, and 2x zoomed images look better on the Nord because of the higher resolution sensor. In full sunlight, colors look richer and more vibrant on the Nord. The iPhone looks a bit washed out, and the camera is much more able to focus on close-up subjects. That's with the main lens, by the way. Switching to the macro camera resulted in grainier photos every time I tried. The front-facing cameras demolished the options available on an iPhone. The main 32-megapixel camera is wider angle than the iPhone SE's front-facing camera to start with, as well as collecting much more detail. And in the extra wide-angle camera, you can capture a range of vision the iPhone can't match. Video-wise, the rear camera can record up to 4K at 30 frames per second, and get this, the front-facing camera records up to 4K at 60 frames per second. That's terrific for video blogging, for example. The one place the camera falls a bit short is in low light. The iPhone SE sharpened things more aggressively in low light, resulting in clearer photos. I've been comparing the Nord with the iPhone SE, but the reality in the countries it'll be released in is that it's going to go up against phones I've never seen or touched, from brands like Huawei, Oppo, and Xiaomi. All of them have complex camera systems with lots of lenses and options. None of those phones are available in the US, which is part of why OnePlus felt it needed to release the Nord there, but not here. Most of the phones sold in the US that cost over $300 are either Apple or Samsung flagships. They have advantages over this OnePlus Nord. Most notably, even better cameras, especially in low light. But they cost a lot more, often $500 or more above the Nord's price. Meanwhile, the Nord massively outpaces lower-cost phones in the US, even the aged but beloved Pixel 3a, which has a terrific camera but isn't nearly as fast or with as many different lens options as the Nord. It's really hard to justify the OnePlus 8's price or even its presence in light of the OnePlus Nord. The Nord has a better selfie camera and a basically unnoticeable step down in processor for more than $100 less. It's an excellent mid-range phone. Unfortunately, it's not a choice we have. US carriers operate their own world because we have a weird set of frequency bands and the carriers control most phone retail. Monthly payment plans, which hide phone prices, tend to rule in the US, and that means most people end up paying monthly for very expensive phones. The countries where the Nord is launching have much more competitive mid-range markets. OnePlus has said that products from the Nord family may come to the US in the future. With the COVID-19-fueled recession, I think Americans can use an Android phone this good at a price this affordable. So, here's hoping. OnePlus Nord specs. Operating system. Android 10, CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 765G, dimensions 6.2 by 2.9 by 0.3 inches, screen size 6.44 inches, screen resolution 1080 by 2400 pixels, camera resolution, rear front facing 48 megapixels, 8 megapixels, 2 megapixels, 32 megapixels, and 8 megapixels. Battery life is tested, 11 hours, 10 minutes.